Lightning-induced chemistry on tidally locked Earth-like exoplanets, by Marek Brahm et al. Determining the habitability and interpreting atmospheric spectra of exoplanets requires understanding their atmospheric physics and chemistry. We use a 3D coupled climate chemistry model, the Met Office Unified Model, with the UK Chemistry and Aerosols Framework, to study the emergence of lightning and its chemical impact on tidally locked Earth-like exoplanets. We simulate the atmosphere of Proxima Centauri b orbiting in the habitable zone of its M-dwarf star, but the results apply to similar M-dwarf orbiting planets. Our chemical network includes the Chapman ozone reactions and hydrogen oxide, HOX equals H plus oxygen monohydride plus HO2, and nitrogen oxide, NOx equals nitrogen monoxide plus number 2, catalytic cycles. We find that photochemistry driven by stellar radiation, 177 to 850 nanometers, supports a global ozone layer between 20 to 50 kilometers. We parameterize lightning flashes as a function of cloud top height and the resulting production of nitric oxide, NO, from the thermal decomposition of N2 and O2. Rapid dayside convection over and around the substellar point results in lightning flash rates of up to 0.16 flashes km-2 year 1, enriching the dayside atmosphere below altitudes of 20 kilometers in NOx. Changes in dayside ozone are determined mainly by UV irradiance and the HOX catalytic cycle. 45. This was Lightning-induced chemistry on tidally locked Earth-like exoplanets, by Marek Brahm et al.